One of the joys I have in the forest, and this is through all 12 months of the year, I guess, I have a little flock of chickadees that follow me around in the forest.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. David Brislance is a wildlife photographer. He spends hours every day, winter and summer, quietly exploring the woods behind his home in Lutzen. He's as much a part of the place as the birds and animals who've become accustomed to his familiar ramblings through the place he calls Cedar Ridge.
Probably the most interesting animals or birds in the forest are these little chickadees, the loyal chickadees that are my friends throughout the 12 months of the year. And I have a pocket full of hulled sunflower seeds. And as I photograph in the woodlands, I will go out and I'll whistle the chickadee song. It's basically close to what they do. I go, and they come flying down, undulating down the path to me. They land on my hat, they land on my shoulder, they land on my camera, and I immediately then have to get my sunflower seeds out. And usually every day of the year, this is how my day starts out. Oh, I guess maybe 80% of my photos were taken with a chickadee either in the hand or sitting on my camera. The creativity aspect of photography, of being outside trying to create something with using the art elements, contrast, color, learning to see the form, shapes, and so forth, getting a bird framed in between branches. You know, you come up with an artistic expression or a purpose when you see some of these things, and especially when you're downloading and you have your bursts of shots that you're using, and you can get that certain one frame that's composed properly with just the color, the shape, the shading, and basically the art elements all together in one shot, I think is really quite important when you're photographing. I shoot in a manual mode also, that I control all of the aspects of the settings of the camera, and I try to get it to look exactly as what the bird looks like in that particular tree. And I think that's important so that the people that are looking at my pictures say, it's like being there. And it's like they're standing right behind me looking over my shoulder. And that's what I try to do with each picture that I compose. I'm in the woods just about every day of the year, 12 months of the year. So I see a lot of different things. Favorite things, I guess. Everybody has favorite things, and I think probably the season of the grouse drumming from mid-April to mid-May. And it's a wonderful season. There's no leaves, there's no insects. You can go out there listening for the drumming grouse and be able to get to the log, watch him, and he'll probably undoubtedly jump off when he sees you. And at that point, I leave, come back later, when I hear him drumming again, and if he jumps off, I continue to do the same thing. Sooner or later, he either gets sick of me showing up or accepts the presence of me in his territory. And most times, most years, I can end up sitting on the same log as the grouse is drumming and take my 7200 lens and sit there and get different shots of him drumming. In fact, one year, I had him hop up on the log, and he saw me coming, he would hop back down on the ground, and he did a beautiful 360 pirouette for me. And I kept shooting and getting all these different shots of him. And when I sat on the log, he'd hop back up on the log and sit and watch me and do his thing. And about every, 3 to 7 minutes, he'd start drumming again. I was once photographing kinglets in April when they first came in, and all of a sudden I had three deer burst through the brush, and one ran on the left side of me, and the other two ran on the right side of me, and I knew what was coming because I figured that the gray wolf was in the vicinity. And so I was tucked kind of under small spruce trees because I was photographing the kinglets. Sure enough, here comes the gray wolf, and he walked right in front of me, probably about 30 yards or less, and he had his nose to the ground, and he peeked up and he looked at me, and I'm in camouflage, which is neither here nor there with most animals anyway. He looked at me, put his nose back to the ground, and trotted right past me, and I got some really good shots. After that, I would see them in the wintertime quite often. I found that you have to be out in some very cold elements when the wolf is hunting, and I've gotten some interesting shots. At one time, it was 52 below zero. Well, art in general, I guess, is something that has been good to me through the years. And by good, I think it means that the young people that I have met through the years and taught the concepts of art and things that they could use as they grew older, I think is the most important thing. That they have an understanding about creativity and have a love for art. Calligraphy, it's something that I've had numerous young people come back to me and say, Mr. B, I use that calligraphy all the time. I write cards out to people. I use it for making signs, whatever. And I have people that are students, former students, that became potters, and especially the boys, I think, was really exciting for me because in some instances they think art is going to be this real easy little class. They're going to go in and just do it, get the credit, and get out of there. But it's an opinion changer. They come in there and they craft with their hands and you see a development. And I think that's the most exciting thing to me, is to see how they started out with being aloof and end up as a craftsperson, doing some very, very interesting work with the pottery field and can use it later on in life. It's kind of like golf being a sport that you can use your entire life, and I think art projects are similar to that.
Wildlife photographer and retired art teacher David Brislands. For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.